Hello from Plano, Texas, one of Black Ministries, the ordained apostle and prophet, to speak the words of God to you by the Spirit that God worked in Christ when he raised him from the dead. Amen. We will be continuing on tonight, teaching the word of God from the book of Colossians. Be going to chapter 3. Bob Carpenter will be reading the word. And let me just tell you, chapter 3, you need to gird up your loins, humble yourself, and receive the grafted word of God with meekness, which is able to save your soul. Bob Carpenter, you ready?
If you then be risen with Christ, seek those things which are above, where Christ sitteth on the right hand of God.
If you've been risen with Christ, seek those things from heaven. From heaven, not things on the earth. Seek the things in heaven where Christ is seated at the right hand of the Father. I think I left, cut you off a bit, go on.
Set your affection on things above, not on things on the earth.
Oh, yeah. Set your affections, things in heaven, not on things in the earth. Next.
For you are dead, and your life is hid with Christ in God.
You're dead, and your life is hid with Christ in God. Amen. I think I said that wrong. Go on.
When Christ, who is our life, shall appear, then shall you also appear with him in glory. Mortify therefore your members which are upon the earth, fornication, uncleanness, inordinate affection, evil concupiscence, and covetousness, which is idolatry. For which things' sake the wrath of God cometh on the children of disobedience.
Mortify. Put to death. That's what you do. Put to death. Mortify. What's the first one?
The first one is fornication.
Fornication. Isn't that amazing that fornication seems to always be front and center? That seems to be the things that God addresses first. Fornication. Next.
Uncleanness.
Uncleanness. Next.
Inordinate affection.
Inordinate affection. You will say, what's that mean? Affection towards something that it shouldn't be. Next.
Evil concupiscence.
Evil concupiscence. Got that? Amen. I'll get that in a minute. Been a long time from this word since I saw this word defined. Amen. I forgot the definition of it. Anybody know it? Tell me. Go on.
And covetousness, which is idolatry.
Covetousness, I know, which is idolatry. Idolatry. Idolizing anything. Amen. Idolizing anything. Thank God. Which is idolatry. Covetousness. Covet a car. Covet a woman. Covet a man. Covet a horse. Covet a bicycle. Covet a house. Covet money, anything. It's idolatry. No, get your heart off. Amen. Get your heart off of it. Amen. Hallelujah. And get it on God. Next.
Verse 6. For which things' sake the wrath of God cometh on the children of disobedience.
All the things that we just read and mentioned, the wrath of God come upon the children of disobedience. All those things we just read have to be disobedient. Disobedience. It's against God. Covetousness. Amen. Has anybody looked up the definition?
Yes, it means evil lust.
Oh, lust. That's got it. Evil lust. Concupiscence. Let's go. Now we can move on.
Verse 7, in the which ye also walked some time when you lived in them, but now ye also put off all these, anger, wrath, malice, blasphemy, filthy communication out of your mouth. Lie not one to another, seeing that you put off the old man with his deeds, and have put on the new man, which is renewed in knowledge after the image of him that created him.
You know how you put these off? You put all these things off, believing the gospel, mixing faith with it, with the gospel. Put them off, out of your life. Put them off of you. All of them. Let's start back about what, verse 3 or 4? Reread this.
About the lying out one to another. Seeing that you put off the old man?
Yeah, there you go.
Verse 9.
No.
Okay.
Back up verse 3 or 4.
All right. For you are dead, and your life is hid with Christ in God. When Christ, who is our life, shall appear, then shall you also appear with him in glory.
Amen.
Mortify, therefore, your members.
Mortify your members, right?
Right.
Now let's read them again.
Mortify, therefore, your members which are upon the earth, fornication, uncleanness, inordinate affection, evil concupiscence, and covetousness, which is idolatry. For which thing's sake the wrath of God cometh on the children of disobedience.
You notice the wrath of God is all over the United States.
Amen.
All over. And you know, one of the major things that we don't see in the U.S. is covetousness. Covetousness. It's amazing. We've coveted houses, automobiles, jobs, recreation, vacations, not letting God lead us in what we do. No, it's sin, folks. It's sin. Unless God directs your paths in your daily living, you're living in sin. Next. Now, what are we going to do? Put off next, aren't we? Again. We've been putting off, but let's do it again.
In the which you also walked some time when you lived in them, but now you also put off all these: anger, wrath, malice, blasphemy, filthy communication out of your mouth. Lie not one to another, seeing that you put off the old man with his deeds, and have put on the new man, which is renewed in knowledge after the image
lie
of
not.
Him.
Lie not. Lie not. It's the old man with all his wicked deeds. But put on the new man. And what's next?
Put on the new man, which is renewed in knowledge after the image of him that created him.
Renewed in knowledge after him that created him. You got it? You have to put on the new man. Put off the old man. The old desires and lusts of the flesh. We're talking, folks, in a crucial time in the world, in human history, a very scary time. America is full of covetousness, idolatry, lying, fornication, you name it. They're full of it. And they are reaping today what they have sowed. That's the old man. You need to put on the new man. The new man, which is what?
Renewed in knowledge after the image of him that created him.
Amen. Renewed in knowledge after him that created us. That's Jesus created us. Next.
Where there is neither Greek nor Jew, circumcision nor uncircumcision, barbarian, Scythian, bond nor free, but Christ is all and in all.
Do you see that? None of these. There's none. But it's Christ in all of those that Bob just read, and in all. In all. You see, there's just one man on the earth. And that's Jesus Christ. That's the body of Christ. Just one. No, none others. Put on that new man. which is created in righteousness and true holiness, and that's Christ Jesus. Next.
Verse 12. Put on, therefore, as the elect of God, holy and beloved, bowels of mercies, kindness, humbleness of mind, meekness, long-suffering.
Put that on. Meekness, long-suffering, humbleness of mind, bowels of mercy. Put on long-suffering. You know what long-suffering means? It takes a long time to get angry, but you will. God is long-suffering. And it takes him time to get angry. But when he does, he is angry, and he will execute his authority upon you. Don't kid yourself. He will do it to everyone. Male, female, Jew, and Gentile, it matters not who they are. Next.
Verse 13. Forbearing one another and forgiving one another.
Forbearing and forgiving one another. Next.
If any man have a quarrel against any, even as Christ forgave you, so also do ye.
Did you read that? If you have a quarrel against one, right?
Right.
What do you do? Read that again.
Okay. Forbearing one another, forgiving one another. If any man have a quarrel against any, even as Christ forgave you, so also do ye.
If you have a quarrel, you need to forgive.
Amen.
Right?
That's right.
Oh, yeah. No, you don't go to a court of law. Amen. You don't go sue. No. No, you forgive if you got a quarrel. If you're a Christian. Now, if you're a heathen, so what? If you're a heathen, so what? Next.
14. And above all these things, put on charity, which is the bond of perfectness.
Above all these things, put on love. Charity is love, which is a bond of perfection or perfectness. Next.
15. And let the peace of God rule in your hearts, to the which also you are called in one body, and be ye thankful.
Let the peace of God rule in your heart, which you are called. One body, and what?
Be ye thankful.
And be ye thankful. Next.
Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly, in all wisdom, teaching and admonishing one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing with grace in your hearts to the Lord.
Hear that word of Christ, it says, right?
That's right.
Dwelling in you richly?
Right.
Right?
In all wisdom.
In all wisdom. And doing what?
Teaching and admonishing one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing with grace in your hearts to the Lord.
You know that's the way we're to live?
Amen.
You know that's the way I do live?
Amen.
Yeah, you won't hang around me very long till I'll be admonishing you, praising you, the Lord, and encouraging you to do the same thing. Next.
17.
Oh, wait a minute. Let me tell you, folks, to pray an hour and then get back and walk in the flesh, you wasted your time. The Bible says, pray without ceasing. Pray without ceasing. I will encourage you, exhort you, warn you. The hour is coming. If you don't pray without ceasing, you will not make it. You'll be cut out. You'll be destroyed. And understand something. I can do nothing for you. Nothing. Next.
17. And whatsoever you do in word or deed, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God and the Father by him.
Whatever you do in word or deed, give thanks to God by Jesus. Whatever. See, look, folks, you can say what you want to against me. I don't care. It doesn't bother me. I've got 43 years doing what I'm doing, and you couldn't bring me down, wicked woman. And you'll end up in hell. Next.
18. Wives, Submit yourselves unto your own husbands, as it is fit in the Lord.
As it's what?
As it is fit.
Fit?
In the Lord.
Right. Why submit yourself to your own husbands? That is fit in the Lord. Next.
Husbands, love your wives and be not bitter against them.
Oh, there's a big one. Husbands, love your wives and be not bitter against them. Bitterness is a major problem in a house with a man and a woman. And the bitterness is in the man normally. Bitterness. Did you know Kathy lived with a man that told her she couldn't get along without him? Well, I would say she's doing pretty well today. Well, I don't care what you think. I know she's doing pretty well. She's doing real well. I prayed and walked in the Spirit of God and delivered Kathy out of the pit of wickedness like you cannot believe. And the person she lived with was so holy, so righteous, so good. Amen. Isn't that amazing? But she's coming out. She's come out a long way. A long way. She's followed the Spirit of God as I followed the Spirit of God and led her out of a pit of darkness, of wickedness, of destruction. And by the grace and mercy of God, she has come out. Thank God. And still coming. Every day, she's gaining the victory over the wicked sin that she was living in. Next.
20. Children, obey your parents in all things.
Children, obey your parents in all things. Next.
For this is well-pleasing unto the Lord.
Well-pleasing unto the Lord. Next.
21. Fathers, provoke not your children to anger, lest they be discouraged.
Hear that? Fathers, provoke not your children to anger. That's a commandment to fathers. That doesn't say that you don't correct them. It says don't provoke them to anger. Isn't that what that says?
Yeah.
Yeah. Go ahead, Dave.
22. Servants, obey in all things your masters according to the flesh.
Notice that. Servants, obey in all things according to the flesh. Did you know that that was slavery? And did you know they were slaves in the body of Christ? Servants and masters. Did you know that? A bunch of you think you've been freed. You haven't been freed at all. Only if you continue in the Word of God, then when you know the truth and the truth shall make you free. Oh, pardon me. Continue in the Word of God, John 8, and you shall be my disciples indeed, and then you'll know the truth, and the truth will make you free. Next.
Not with eye service as men pleasers, but in singleness of heart, fearing God.
Singleness of heart, fearing God. Next.
And whatsoever you do, do it heartily as to the Lord and not unto men.
Is that an amazing statement? Whatsoever you do, do it heartily unto the Lord, but not unto men.
Amen.
Next.
Knowing that of the Lord ye shall receive the reward of the inheritance, for ye serve the Lord Christ. Last verse.
But
he that doeth wrong shall receive for the wrong which he has done, and there is no respect of persons.
No, amen. You'll receive it, folks, if you do wrong. And there's no respect of persons.